Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Pneumaticos. My name is Dr. Desai Rich, and this morning's show is entitled The Distinctive and Unique Voice of the Good Shepherd. And so this morning I'm going to speak from John chapter 10, which I will read shortly. But before that, I want to once again revisit the definition of voice and how the theology of voice is found both in the Old Testament and the New Testament. So it is a very important doctrine that must understand if going to appreciate the depth and richness of the doctrine of the Good Shepherd. So once again, voice as we know it equals voice sound plus resonance plus articulation. The spoken word results from three components of voice production: voice sound, resonance, and articulation. Voice sound, that is, the basic sound produced by vocal fold vibrations called voice sound, frequently described as a buzzy sound. Voice sound for singing differs significantly from voice sound for speech. Resonance is voice sound that is amplified and modified by the vocal tract resonators, that is the throat, mouth cavity, and nasal passages. The resonators produce a person's recognizable voice. Articulation, that is, vocal tract articulators, which comprise the tongue, soft palate, and lips, modify voice sound. The articulators produce recognizable words. A sound is produced when an aerodynamic phenomenon called vocal folds vibrate rapidly in a sequence of vibratory cycles with a speed of about 110 cycles per second per hertz for man for lower pitch and 180 to 220 cycles per second for females and women for medium pitch and 300 cycles per second for children for higher pitch. Higher voice increases the frequency of vocal fold vibration. Louder voice increase in amplitude of vocal fold vibration. Excuse me. The vocal fold vibratory cycle has phases that include an orderly sequence of opening and closing top and bottom of a vocal fold. Excuse me. Letting short puffs of air through at high speed, air pressure is converted to sound waves. Now, I want to look at the term articulation again as part of voice sound. The vocal tract articulators, the tongue, soft palate, and lips modify the voice sound. Articulators produce recognizable words, and resonance, that is the resonators, the throat, mouth cavity, and nasal passages produce a person's recognizable voice. Well, I want to impress upon you this morning why this is so important that we grasp in depth and detail why this particular doctrine that's given to us, that is the doctrine of the Good Shepherd, is given to us in such a manner, and in the way it is delivered, the way it is set up contextually in the Gospel of John chapter 10. And it has to do with the encounter that the Jesus had with the Pharisees and with their formalistic religious endeavors, which excluded teaching the people the Word of God, but on the other hand, teaching people the contents of the rabbinic writings, Rabbi Hillel and Rabbi Shemaiah were the leading scholars of rabbinic studies during the time of Jesus and during this time of the Pharisees. And so the people were taught in synagogue, were taught the reflections, again, of the rabbinic teachers. And so the Word of God had been excluded. And just think about what is going to happen here. And when the Jesus comes and he is teaching from the Word of God, and we can tell from the gospel documents that the Bible that Jesus used during his day was the Septuagint, and as was used by Paul. And so he quotes, that is, Jesus quotes, Jesus teaches the Word of God when he was taken into the wilderness and made subject to the diabolos, the one who divides the scriptural references that Jesus used during that horrendous time. And let me tell you, it was a very horrendous time of testing. It's taken from Deuteronomy, or what we call Deuteronomy. And so he used throughout his public ministry and indeed his own private ministry with regard to what we call the temptation, he used the Word of God. John chapter 10 says, John chapter 10, I'm going to be reading verses 1 through 11. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up by some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger or another they will not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of another. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Now let me say at this point in verse 6, the word parable is not the same word that is used in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, because those documents did have parables. It is an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. I'm going to restrict the understanding of parable to that definition for our study. But this word here is different. There are no parables taught in the Gospel of John. And So we will visit that word at another time. Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers. But the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Now, in verse 1, the repetition of verily, verily in the Greek text is amen, amen. And so there's a solemn repetition that is given by the Jesus to bring attention to the seriousness of this topic. And he is speaking here of the Pharisees and their teaching, which instead of leading people to God and instead of building the people up in the Word of God, led people away from the Word of God. Teaching, bringing before the people in synagogue the wisdom of the rabbinic teachers, which are remarkable in and of themselves, with remarkable, compelling, and very astute body of learning. Very impressive. However, but these writings did not build people up in the Word of God. People who had living souls. Indeed, they were the important human documents that should have been taught the amythanos, that is, the truth. The truth. The information that one receives from the Word of God is information for the living soul. There is, of course, a cognitive component, but this cognitive information is received in or by the brain, of course, and it is processed through the reasoning, and it goes, this phenomenon goes into the heart, and it is in the heart, it's by faith, it is transferred into spiritual doctrine that is usable for the person in the walk of faith. But I want to draw your attention to some very important words that are used in verse 1. And so the Jesus says, He that entereth not by the door into sheepfold, but climbeth of some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. Now, the particular word for thief here in the Greek text is kleptos, from which we get the word klepto or kleptomaniac. And this is one who takes or receives the property or appropriates the property of another by fraud and in secret. A robber, on the other hand, is one who appropriates the property of another openly and by violence. But notice the very serious way in which the Jesus uses these two words, kleptos, and the word for robbers. He joins them together. And in verse 2, he says, But he that entereth and not by the door is, excuse me, but he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. Now, after using the words thief and robber, he enters into this discussion about the shepherd, poimain, in the Greek. The root for this word poimain, which we transliterate as shepherd, means one who protects or to protect. So that is the primary meaning of the word shepherd or poimain, one who protects or to protect. So to him, the carer of the door, I love that instead of porter, the carer of the door openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name and them out. Now, during the time of Jesus, shepherds would share a sheepfold or a pen at night, and the different shepherds would of course lead their sheep in through the door into the pen, the common pen that was shared by different shepherds for the night, for their protection. In the mornings, the shepherds would return, and they would go to the pen and call to their own flock or to their own sheep, or probaton in the Greek. The sheep knew the distinctive and unique voice of their own shepherd. And so the shepherd had a distinct sound, or he addressed his own sheep through, that is, the sheep recognized his resonance. Again, voice sound that is amplified and modified by the vocal tract resonators, throat, mouth cavity, and nasal passages. And so the resonators produce a person's recognizable voice. And so the sheep had this awareness. They understood the resonance of their own shepherd and responded only to him. This is a very wonderful word picture for us. The voice motif is used throughout the Old Testament and the New Testament once again. I have just a few scriptures that I'd like to share with you with regard to that. In Genesis 3:8, we read, "And they heard the voice of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And the Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence or face of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden." Deuteronomy 15:5, "Only if thou carefully hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe to do all these commandments which I command thee this day." 1 Samuel 15:20, and Saul said unto Samuel, "Yea, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord, and have gone the way which the Lord sent me, and have brought Agag, the king of Amalek, and have utterly destroyed the Amalekites." 1 Kings 20:36, "Then said he unto him, Because thou hast not obeyed the voice of the Lord, behold, as soon as thou art departed from me, a lion show slay thee. And as soon as he was departed from him, a lion found him and slew him. Psalm 29:3. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. Psalm 29:4. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord, Psalm 29:5, breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. Psalm 29:7. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. Psalm 29:8. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. Now those are just some of the passages in the Old Testament in which the powerful word picture that has to do with the voice of the Lord is used. Jesus' public ministry took place during Old Testament time. Indeed, the appearance of the messianic figure of the EAC portends the end of the Old Testament times. And so he is the final prophet. He is the prophet par excellence that was to appear at the end of Old Testament times. And so in John chapter 10, in verse 2, he says that he is the one who enters in by the door. He is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. I want you to note in verse 3, we read, and ta probata, the phone ato, that is, the sheep hear the voice, or in the Greek word for voice is phone, of the good shepherd. The word ato has a possessive, what we call the possessive genitive ending, which means possession. And so the sheep belong to him, and the sheep hear his voice, or only his phone. And so their response is only to him. Indeed, they are conjoined, as it were, to the good shepherd in a relationship that is unique and distinctive. Now, notice verse 3. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. So the word that is given to us here for the hear is from the word akouo, which means to hear with a view to obeying what is heard. Excuse me. So the sheep hear the voice of the good shepherd. They understand his resonance only and respond only to his resonance with a view to obeying. That is, they come to the shepherd when he speaks to them. In the deep structures of the mind, of the heart, there is embedded the words of the Good Shepherd. And so they know that he alone is their protector. This is why it's so important that the Probata of Iesus are taught the very words of the Iesus. This is why it is so very important that the counselor has consummate or very able hermeneutical skills, because the people of God, the probata of God, need his words if they are to experience optimum spiritual wellness. When the soul is imbalanced and when the soul experiences the word of God, there is spiritual growth and maturity that takes place within the heart of the individual or individuals. It is that word, it is the very word of God, that with its creative power gives life to the probata, to God's own heritage, that is, God's sheep or people, as it were. If you know anything about sheep, you know that they do not have very good defenses. They do not take care of themselves very well. The shepherd has to perform very minute and very specific maintenance in order to care for the sheep appropriately. They know his care. They know the way that is the way the shepherd is with them. They know his tenderness. They know his love. They know his voice, his hand. They know his mannerism. They know the care that he brings to them and the care he provides for them. He is the protector. They understand his distinctive and unique voice. It is here. It is the voice of the Iesus that the probata need. It is he and he alone that provides what is needed for his sheep. And notice in verse 3, the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth to his own. That is, they understand his unique resonance. It resonates in their hearts. There is this distinctive sound. That is, the aerodynamics, the physics of sound is involved in our salvation. We respond. And am I talking about hearing voices? No. The voice of the Lord that I'm speaking of is the word of God. The written that is designed to feed the probata. Jesus, in at the end of this gospel, says to Peter, it is transliterated, feed my sheep. But Jesus says to John, in John 21:16, he doesn't say feed my sheep there, although in the context he does. He says to Peter, shepherd my sheep, guiding, protecting, take care of them. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. I will speak with you next time. Have a wonderful day. And may this doctrine of the Good Shepherd bless your heart.